road that was built through. The Chatham Hill came all the way down to the station. That was our main in and out to the main road. And we used to have, we had what maybe had been put on in the 60s, a bathroom that jutted out. But because they said they wanted to build the road and it would impede the driver's view going around the corner, could they knock it down? So they did, they knocked it down, and we had a bathroom put on indoors. But I don't think that was a bad thing, because I think that was a little bit of an eyesore, that bathroom.
3 or 4 years before they built the units.
Oh, it was a good couple of years, yeah. I had to have my say, because I mean, if you live there and you've got children, it was a bit of a shock. You see, the cars, there weren't hardly any cars when the road first started. Now it's like you've got the gym and they come out all fired up. And then you've got the lorries that go 19 miles an hour down the road. And times change. But this is wonderful, the station. It's lovely because I'm a great believer. If you look after a building, it will look after you. I've always thought that. I think buildings have got... there's something that seeps into them. It's like a spirit of a building, isn't it? I'm a great believer in that. And this poor old thing needed this desperately, really desperately. The outside of the house has always been a source of interest to a lot of people. We used to get people jumping out of cars and say, what are all these people doing? And there'd be people milling about, and it used to be a treasure hunt that Sevenoaks used to do. So, excuse me, what is it you're doing? Oh, we're looking for clues, and we're looking for the clubs that stick out. That's one of the clues, so we've been asked to look for that. And that was with the advent of the road going through. Now, the road going through was a very interesting situation. It looked like the Sahara Desert when it first started. And for a long time, it would just look like a desert. It was all sand. And I think it was quite hot that year, wasn't it? And anyway, I had a knock at the door one day. He was the surveyor. And he said, I hope you don't mind, he said, but the men are having a little bit of trouble with getting lunches and bread rolls from the bakers up the road, because there used to be a baker's up St John's. And he said, they've either not got change or they've not got enough of this, that and everything. So I said, okay. He said, would you mind making the rolls up for the men in the morning? So I said, right, I'll take the order. So I ended up making all these bacon rolls, cheese rolls, egg rolls. And this went on for quite a long time. And then when they did the opening of the road, simultaneously they unveiled the plaque for Norman across the road, which is now in the station. We've rescued it. But they did a big speech and they said that the road was built on Mrs. Rogers' bacon rolls. Well, I didn't think they were that bad. But one day I went out in the backyard and there were four men sitting outside on my picnic table. And I said, excuse me, guys, what are you doing? Well, we've come for breakfast. I'm like, what do you mean you've come for breakfast? Isn't this the cafe? No. And one walked into the kitchen and said, is this the cafe and the shop? No. Still actually have people, maybe a taxi driver will bring us home or something. I said, do you know, we didn't know anybody lived here. I said, no, I've only been here 35 years.